The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Yo, here enough. Okay. You had me on the wrong one, didn't you? Okay, hey, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, but not 10 years on the mic. Yeah. Come on, I get you. I get the jab because
Friday morning.
He doesn't make a mistake, and it's Friday.
It's Friday morning.
It's the last night show. Of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, and community. Okay, this is what happened. I didn't hear myself. I went, oh, I turned up my earphones, and then I talked louder. And then when he flipped me on. I blew my eardrums out.
He didn't flip you off, okay?
He didn't flip me off.
No, he would much rather be flipped on than flipped off. Trust me.
Jared turned me on this morning.
Well, good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Okay, and a quick update of the weather. We've got overcast skies right now with the temperatures around 54. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 71, mostly clear tonight. Lows of 48. Tomorrow calls for sunny with around 80. A beautiful weekend to go out and take your walks and do that kind of thing. Get yard work done and that kind of whatever you're doing outside, what a great weekend for that. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with our overnight lows of around 51. Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 86. Hey, we are still in the warming trend.
86 on
Mid-October in 86. Here we go. Sunday night calls for mostly clear with our lows of around 50. Monday mostly sunny with a high near 82. And Tuesday partly sunny with a high of 71. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts.
The burn permits have not started yet. They are not going to start until it has some rain. So I'm just letting you know if people, you know, because when we had the Cullen on from the chief of the fire department, people called in and asked, when about the fire permit?
Right.
Not until it starts raining. Okay.
Right. So we're going to do that. Hey, speaking of what it is to be plugged into a wonderful agency, that's Haven Humane, our shelter in Reading. And so we have Amy with on us, and we call the segment Pet of the Week. We know that you've been on the KRCR this morning.
No. She wasn't.
Oh, wasn't.
Well, I wasn't watching because we were watching the hearings.
That's why.
Okay. They were airing the hearings.
You know what? The hearings, and nothing about the hearings, okay, you know, but QVC.
Yeah, we decided.
What's QVC? Is that it's something about.
It's a home shopping network.
Home shopping network. QVC, right. Has more people watch QVC yesterday than all of the channels, all the major channels impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
So that tells you what people are kind of like interested.
Moving right along.
But no, that's just a fact. No matter, you know, I mean,
so that's why you weren't on.
A fact.
I know. Yeah. So we turned it on this morning, but now it's
we are the true town hall of the area.
Yeah. There you go. And we love to hear what Amy has brought. See what Amy's brought in. You can't see it.
Yeah.
But we can tell you about it.
So it should be called Pets of the Week this week because I actually have two.
That's right.
I have two kittens. There's a reason I have two kittens, mostly to showcase the fact that if you're going to adopt one kitten, you might as well adopt two. They're easier to handle. They have less behavior issues when there's two cats. They keep each other company.
Are they litter mates?
They are litter mates, yes. So this is Woody and Bo Peep. They had siblings in the shelter, so Buzz and Andy were also their siblings. So Buzz and Andy have been adopted, so we had a whole Toy Story litter. And so these two are Bo Peep and Woody, and they are super sweet, affectionate, fun, playful little cats. And right now, if you bring in any new unwrapped children's toy for Stuff the Bus, we started Stuff the Bus last week, And if you bring in any unwrapped new children's toy, we'll take off $20 of any adoption. Also, cats in the shelter.
Is that $20 per adoption?
No, it's $20 off the adoption. But cats in the shelter, if you adopt one kitten, you can get the second one for half of the price.
Oh, that's
so there
cool.
is a discount if you adopt two at once.
Okay. Well, and then plus $20 off of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, you know, kittens, if you have one cat, it's just two is just as easy to take care of.
It is, yeah.
I mean, they're kittens.
It's easier.
And maybe they'll play with each other instead of finding things to play with.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's cool.
They play with each other. They nap with each other. And they seem a lot like, you know, they're more independent when they have each other.
So. I saw something yesterday on Facebook.
A cat meme?
It just broke me up.
Was it a cat meme?
A black cat is leaning over and getting a drink of water out of a swimming pool. And this other cat comes up and just takes a swipe at it, the tip of its tail. The cat leaps in the air, hits the water, comes back, climbs out, and the other cat just kind of trots away.
Like, what just happened?
It was hilarious. The cat was like 3 feet in the air and in the water, and then climbed right out.
I'm glad to see.
They do funnier things when you have two of them together.
Oh my God.
Things that they get up to, you get to watch, are really hilarious. Cats are fun.
I'm guilty, and I don't know about you, too. I'm kind of feeling you, too, that sometimes you get, somehow, you're either on Facebook or something goes over to YouTube, and there's a whole funny animal stuff. And before you know it, 20 minutes has passed, you're laughing.
You're laughing, yeah.
And enjoying it, but it's like, oh my God, it's 2:00. What happened? What'd you do today? Well, okay, so I'm not the only one.
I've come home from work on a big TV. There's Linda in there just giggling because she's watching the funny animal videos.
Yeah, you know what? If you're having a bad day, I tell people, if you take 5 minutes, go to YouTube and just type in like babies laughing too, like babies who think everything is hilarious at one point. Like you're that's just such a good mood. You're just in such a good mood after that.
It tickles you on the right places.
It's like Alice in Wonderland going down the rabbit hole.
Okay.
It is. It's down the rabbit. Did you laugh at that?
Okay. Well, this is why you guys get along so well.
You are in it. You don't come back out.
Amy from Haven Humane, and again, she brought in their names again.
Bo Peep and Woody.
All right. Two kittens from Haven Humane. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
And adoption fees are one. If you get two cats, the second one is half.
Yes.
Plus, it's a $20 off of your adoption fee this weekend.
It's going on now until the end of when we start stuffing the bus. More incentives usually come later to get it filled. But you know, you're not only going to be helping get a home for the holidays, because that's super important for us. We're doing a home for the holidays thing right now. The goal is 300 animals by the first of the year.
Oh, love it.
So we're in November. We're in the middle of November. We've already got, I think 65 was the last count like yesterday that we've had adopted. So we're on our way, and we definitely want to hit that goal. And not only that, but get, you know, gifts for children in the North State who are less fortunate. So you're going to give an animal a home for the holidays and, like, brighten, you know, a child's
You'll get a new
even.
Best friend.
Thank
and
you.
And there'll be kids out there getting toys.
Yeah.
What do you have the Enjoy open for?
Oh, I was just browsing.
Oh, I thought there was an article in there.
There is. There's one about you. Did you want me to segue about it?
No. But thanks for joining us this morning, and happy Friday. And I know we're coming up on Thanksgiving weekend plans.
Yes,
we have to talk about that coming up, as well as, you know, holidays. Yeah. So we'll be seeing you next Friday.
Yeah, and animal safety during holidays.
All right.
Don't feed your dogs or cats things they shouldn't be eating just because you're eating them.
Well, Dr. Kara Tennant's going to be on today, and she's going to talk all about that.
All right. Yep. Okay, so it's animal day, but thanks so much.
Of course. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you. Before we go into our 8 o'clock hour, we are going to be covering the Browns game last night, the Cleveland Browns, that happened with that ridiculous stunt. We're going to be talking about impeachment. And what else do we have there that are our topics?
The shootings down in Santa Clarita, another school shooting from a student that carried a pistol on campus. But before we get there, we've got to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number.
Oh, my goodness. So last night, went to some dear friends. What I'm trying to do is, you know, see my friends, right? The Christmas rush gets huge. So I had a group of friends in the afternoon, a group of friends at night, and it's really hard when you get there at 6 to say, you know, because we get up so early. So I found myself not getting home and into bed till 11 o'clock. That's huge for me. But I found that I got my Sleep Number setting. I had my cup of tea, my Sleep Number setting. I moved it around, so it was back up at 55 last night. And that's a beautiful thing about having a dual control. So I can set my temp, my dual.
Your firmness of your mattress.
My firmness of my mattress, any number I choose to do. And then the next morning I turn it up to 100 in the morning when we make our bed, so that when we come home that night we can choose to do whatever we want. That's a beautiful thing. Now, there are sales going on right now at the Sleep Number sale and here at the Reading Target Shopping Center.
Right now, you can go down during the sale and save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. It's only $1,799, plus even more savings for military and veterans during this time period. The Smart Bed adjusts to you as you move during the night. All of this at Sleep Number. The only place, though, you're going to be able to buy it is down at the Target Shopping Center. When you go into there and look over there to your left, and you'll see the Sleep Number store next to the vitamin shop. Head on in there. Try it out. You won't be sorry. These beds are just absolutely fabulous. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning, about 52 degrees out there.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
Wind River Resort and Casino is your place to win. Play our Electrify Your Life Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play or one of two Tesla Model 3s. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, December 26th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Two grand prize winners to receive a Tesla Model 3. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Jean commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Almost heaven. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Air Talk Radio. Town Hall of the Air, celebrating 10 years on the air. Our good friend Wade Riggs just stopped by. You know, it was, and just let me say it, it's that a year ago, Wade was diagnosed with cancer. Told me he had 6 months to live. Wade's walking around with coffee in his hand, beard, yeah. hair, everything. You know what?
And a little foo fungoo.
Yeah. And
foo fungoo for anybody telling me I'm not going to be around.
Tell me I'm not going to live.
That's okay. Anyway, we like that. This portion, keep fighting, buddy.
That's right. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community specialist in emergency care. You heard this untrue blurb that was in the newspaper based on faulty information that they people wait in there for 24 hours. It's just simply a lie. A lie. And the CEO of the hospital, Casey Fatch, was in here saying that is absolutely untrue. So you go there, you're seen in 30 minutes or less. Not 24 hours, 30 minutes or less.
Wow.
So, I mean, and that's fantastic. I don't, you know what? They want more people. It's the union. It was the union pushing this whole thing. You know what? Places for unions, but let's just keep the fight fair and keep it clean. Okay. And speaking of fights, last night, if you were watching kind of a dull game between the Browns, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, they have, you know, there's a rivalry there, of course. And it was, you know, it was the game, like I said, it was kind of dull. Until the last 12 seconds. And then somehow, with 12 seconds left in the game, the defensive end, Miles Garrett, the guy's a star. I mean, the guy's absolutely a force on the field, the defensive end for the Cleveland Browns.
Miles Garrett.
Yeah, right. And so Rudolph throws the ball. Mason Rudolph, the quarterback, throws the ball. Garrett grabs him. And kind of drives him into the ground. Well, Garrett pushes him to get him off so he can get out. And then, you know, and then all of a sudden this kind of, you know, fight starts. Another lineman for the Steelers goes in to get him off Rudolph. And this is where it happened. Miles Garrett pulls off the quarterback's helmet. And in the next couple of seconds hits him in the head with it. Now, luckily, he didn't hit him with the, you know, it hit him, you know, with, you know, and it was a glancing blow, but it could have caused a concussion. It could have knocked him out. It could have hurt him even worse than that because he swung. He didn't swing like, you know, like the 5-year-old on the playground, like 6'4", 250 pounds swinging. And then the fight started and the center for the Pittsburgh Steelers saw that and jumped him and punched him, and then they were all down, and he kicks him in the head.
Bad street fight. But here's the thing as a takeaway from that. But you finish your thought.
Well, afterwards, there wasn't one player defend this guy.
No.
On either team, not one player, including the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, said, this was absolutely undefensible. You can't do this.
Well, I thought I came in after, and we're going to be talking about other things this morning, too, like the impeachment and also the shootings in Saugus. But I wanted to finish with this thought that when, because I always like to watch after a game, and Carl played that several times for me on the phone, and then at that point it was 11 o'clock, and we could watch, go around and try to watch some sports channels. Was the coach of the Steelers, he said, I'm not commenting. And they kept, you know, the reporters keep nabbing and nabbing and nabbing. And he said, I'm not going to comment it. Hey, the footage speaks for itself. No comment, which I thought was really cool because this whole thing, you know, every sports channel, I can't wait to hear Mad Dog today. Every sports channel, they're going to do snippets, they're going to take their whatever. But I was impressed that players that were doing a commentary afterwards, former players that are now, you know, in positions to be on the talk shows, were absolutely saying that he should be suspended the rest of the year. This was violent act of taking your helmet off. And hitting, intentionally hitting another player like it's a weapon. The helmets are there for safety for the players. How does this look? What's happening with NFL ratings anyway? So I'm glad that they said this is absolutely unacceptable. And we will hear as this thing plays out.
I imagine today he'll be suspended for the rest of the year. And there may be another
couple other
suspensions.
Players were kicking and a gouging. Like, yeah. I swear
center,
to God, it was a bad bar
the
fight.
Who was, you know, was in the point of his, he said, look, he says, I kind of like don't remember it. I just know I saw what happened. And he says, I'll probably get suspended too. Okay. But moving, so you say, okay, this is a violent game. These are football players. Indiana, three judges at a White Castle hamburger place get into a drunken brawl. Two get shot.
And they're off the bench.
They're suspended. They're not fired.
One's supposed to do a year
fired.
In jail.
Yeah,
but they're going to have their job back.
After he spent 2 days in jail and the rest of it was suspended, I mean, but they've got their jobs back. I mean, this is – now, let's move down to something that is very tragic here. And that's the the Santa Clarita School at the Saugus High School. It appears a 16-year-old came on campus, pulled out a gun, and started shooting. He killed two people. He wounded three, and then he shot himself. He was in very grave condition as of yesterday. And now they're trying to figure out, going to go back and try and figure out what happened. Off-duty cops, when they heard about it, were rushing to the school. It was over. It was five shots, and then that was it. He used the last round on himself. It appears.
The gun got jammed, according to this article. It got jammed the second time, so he had to try to play with the gun before firing the second round. Happened in a mere 16 seconds. And the sheriff also said that it seemed if the suspect was shooting indiscriminately and not aiming toward a specific targeted
student. So he just went in and started shooting.
Tragic. We have friends
absolutely
that
tragic.
Were down there.
But we need to find out, where did he get the gun? Did he steal it from his house? There is a law that says you shall keep your guns locked up when there's juveniles in the house. And you know, guess what? Juveniles are under the age of 18. This is a class one felony for letting a kid get a hold of the gun. We don't know how he got it though.
Well, we don't know, but it says in this that he was 16, Asian male student. Neighbors and classmates described the boy as pleasant, but noted that he was changed by the death of his father 2 years ago. Classmates have identified the boy to USA, although law enforcement has yet to name him. The suspect was a quiet, normal student, a 16-year-old junior who ran cross country and was a Boy Scout.
Wow.
He doesn't seem to be the kind of kid to do this, though the teen was sometimes a little sad. Next door neighbor Jared, whatever his name, didn't come off as depressed. His father died from a heart attack in December, according to an obituary. Although his father owned guns, he didn't think the boy viewed them in an unhealthy way. So what sets off someone?
And now, see, that's the thing. Was the boy, you know what, this is all conjecture, so I even hesitate to do that. I hesitate to say anything. You know, was he, you know, but you're going to see this is, oh, was he depressed? Was he on some kind of antidepressants? You know, things like this. I don't know. I'm sure that in the next few days you're going to hear more. There was a school resources officer and there, but it was, you know, and they started locking down the school, all these things, but it took 16 seconds. Anyway, it's a tragedy.
Well, we had an email that came out over here because we have a friend whose daughter goes back and forth between Reading and this area. And the email was, please pray. She's in the house with the blinds down. She does have a firearm. The neighbor is a policeman. He's coming, and he's going to escort her safely. Meanwhile, her partner's off somewhere, and the kids are in school, and it's like that was a mile away. You don't know what happens when somebody's got a gun and you hear this and the shooting is happening, and it's like alert, you know, and all of a sudden you're thinking, is it they're going to run, you know, because oftentimes the gunmen will go into houses and start shooting people. We've seen that happen before.
Yeah. Well, in this case, he shot himself right there. You know, which leads us to another story. Here in town, agents went in and arrested a guy, a Reading man. And this is the fifth time he's been arrested, and for the fifth time in half a year, they served a warrant on this place on Kenyon Drive for a guy named Copeland. He's 37 years old. In there, they found 1.5 pounds of meth, 3/4 pound of heroin, $6,600 in cash. But get this, they found a short-barreled assault rifle, 3 assault weapons that are illegal in California, and a stolen gun. Now, this guy's been arrested 5 times. Obviously, he cannot buy a gun anywhere. So the fact is that did he always have these guns? And if he was arrested the first time on a felony for something, drugs and everything else, did they search the houses to make sure there's no guns? So what I really believe, of course, is that he picked them up afterwards. But where does he get them? And what happened? Where'd the guy get the gun that he was carrying when the cops pulled him over? He had just been arrested in May for a felon possessing a firearm. He had another one on him this time. Where are the investigations? Well, I guess we're going to have to ask the district attorney and the police, do these guys ever give up where they get their guns? Where they get their guns from? Stolen? Bought? What? We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximum Insurance and Financial. You know, during this time, the fire season is still here. And so, you know, you were at a home last night up in the Sunset Terrace whose fire insurance was going to be canceled. They were losing their home insurance. They were losing their home insurance. And she called up and asked, do you know anybody that can that can help with this? And we immediately sent her to Judy Maxwell.
And she was so happy. I'm not going to mention any names, but she was so happy. She said, I'm moving all my insurance.
She's moved all of her insurance, cars, homes, business, everything over there to Judy Maxwell at Maxwell Insurance and Financial because Judy found her a plan that works. And this is what's going on out there. But this is the way Judy helps people. It's not just in fire insurance. It's life insurance. She helped us with our life insurance. Financial advice. And she has a whole division in her company that does this. Give them a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we're going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Hey, you know what? You hit the right music there, buddy. Thanks. Hey, on the phone we have with us Nancy Blanton. Nancy is an international novelist, books all over the world, award-winning novelist, and her novels are based in the 17th century. It's based on history with real people, but, of course, it's a historical novel. But we wanted to invite Nancy on the show because I saw where she won another award. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. Okay. Now, I know you live in Florida. So yes. What's the weather like down there?
Let me have Carl. He's here. He's eager to tell you.
Okay.
The wind is blowing out of the north at 18 miles an hour. It's 55 degrees overcast, and we just had an inch and a half of rain. It's just like Seattle in the winter.
So all you people that want to move to Florida for the weather, you might want to think about that because it's going to go up to 74 today, sunny, and all this out here. Now, there is a slight difference is that we pay a whole lot of money for that sunshine where you don't have any income tax down there.
We don't. That's true. We do not have income tax for the state. That's accurate.
We have mosquitoes.
You have mosquitoes. And having been down there and been down in the Keys and riding a motorcycle, I tell you what, there's times that you're almost drained from the mosquitoes that are when you're driving through the swarms down there. Anyway, okay. Hey, Carl, good talking to you. Hey, by the way, Carl is a high school classmate of mine, which is how I found out about Nancy. Sent me, but he's also a worldwide explorer. And in South Africa, they have something called Rusk, which is describe this, what Rusk is.
A Rusk is a breakfast biscuit that you bake to the point where it's dehydrated. And to consume them, you have to dunk them in a caffeinated hot beverage, tea, or coffee. And you eat them for breakfast, and they will sustain you until 10:30 when you have your main breakfast meal.
These things, I tell you what, these are for long-range patrols. they're lightweight, and I defy anybody whose teeth are older than 22 to bite into them without soaking them in coffee. So anyway, hey, good talking to you, Carl. Let's get to the breadwinner in the house here. Hey, Nancy, how'd you get into writing about that era of history?
Well, I have looked into a lot of different eras. I started writing historical fiction because I love to read it, and got very involved in a lot of eras. And I got frankly sick and tired of the Tudors over and over and over the Tudors. And then I started reading Diana Gabaldon's books, which are set in the 18th century. And I knew I didn't want to compete against her. And so I started looking at the 17th century, and I realized that since I wanted to focus on Ireland because of my own heritage, that century was the most exciting and sweeping change period for Ireland. And so it was perfect for me. It's just not the most popular one that people read, so maybe I can change that a little.
Well, I tell you what, you've done that with me. Your first book, The Prince of, Glencora? Oh, no, The Prince of Glencora was your second novel. I'm sorry.
Yes, The Prince of Glencora.
In 1634.
Right.
And then but now this one, the latest, The Earl in Black Armor. And I looked the guy up. You know, because when I saw it, and this is a true person, what you're writing about. Everything you're writing about is true, and it happened, but you're putting context with it.
I start with a timeline, a historical timeline of what was happening in the particular period and who the characters were, who the real players were, and what was going on. And then I, my characters are woven into the story of the actual history.
So how do you do,
the Earl in Black Armor is actually about the Earl of Strafford, and he, Thomas Wentworth, and he became the chief advisor to King Charles I. And it was very exciting what he did in Ireland. A terrible, he did good things and he did bad things, but he ended up coming up against a Puritan parliament in England, and that was the end of him, and later became the end of King Charles as well.
Wow. So, okay, now how do you do your research?
It I actually start, after I build a timeline of a particular period, I actually start by reading biographies. And I on Strafford, I read three biographies and maybe three on King Charles. And as a journalist, I'm a former journalist, and you know we have to have three sources. And so that's what I do, and often they conflict. And so I sometimes have to choose what seems to be the most reasonable to me and what works for the story. But I try to keep it as accurate as possible.
You know, of course.
And then I use, in addition to biographies, I start looking at journals and sources that I find in the bibliography of the biographies. And it takes me on all kinds of trips.
Have you been able to go back and, like, walk in those areas and kind of, like, you know, get the feeling that way?
Oh, yeah, that's the best part, isn't it? I had been, this book in particular, it takes you to Hampton Court in England, and I had already been there, and Parliament in London, and I have traveled in Ireland several times, and so I knew a lot of the places there that would be featured. In this case, it actually goes to Scotland as well. I haven't gotten to Scotland yet. I've done a lot of research about it, but that's next on my list.
Well, now the you know, the thing about it is the facts happened, and so you've got to kind of you've got to kind of come up with, you know, of course you have to come up with a dialogue for all these things, but it has to be in the sense of this must be happening because this happened on this day and this happened on this date. And all these things happened in between. So you're putting the narrative there to tie it all together. I love those type of I really like those types of novels.
Thank you.
Now
I do too. It's really kind of fascinating the way those strings come together. That's for me the magic of writing historical fiction is I don't really know how I'm going to tie it all together, and it just sort of comes together, and I'm surprised. and I'm excited, and then it makes it much more fun for me to you know, embellish it and describe it and have the faith that it's all going to work.
Hey, so you've medaled in three literary competitions since its publication. So you're getting the recognition from different groups of people too.
Yes, and that's really helped. Helps validate that for readers. I hope that it's a good book and it's worth their time and money. It's the Earl in Black Armor has medaled three times so far, and what even better than the medal to me is that it's in the archives at Wentworth Woodhouse, which is the largest private estate in England, and it's where this Earl in Black Armor, that gentleman, comes from.
Oh, wow.
And so they have it there in the archive, and I got a wonderful review from the archivist there who compared me to, you know, some of the finest historical fiction authors in the world, and I was so grateful for that. And it also, I also heard from a woman in England who had done her PhD, the doctorate on Thomas Wentworth. And she said, congratulations, he was exactly as she had imagined him.
Wow. You know, that must give you, I mean, that right there is an award. Somebody that did their doctorate on him says, you've captured him. This is just the way I see him, or I would imagine him to be. Wow.
It was a huge validation, and it's especially for a person in Florida writing about England and Ireland. I was a little bit nervous that I might not get it exactly right, but that definitely underscored that I had done my homework well.
Well, okay, so how do people get the series?
It's on Amazon, it's on Barnes & Noble, and any almost all online booksellers. It's not in stores. It's easier to just go ahead and order it.
Sure, and it comes under your name.
www.nancyblanton.com. Also, okay. You can go to my website. You can see all of my books, and then you can just click on the links from there.
Okay, say that again because I stepped on it.
It's www.nancyblanton.com.
Okay. And
I have all my books listed on there, and there are links to all of the places where people can purchase them.
Well, thank you for spending some time with us today. And, you know, the fact is that your type of writing, I've always liked that. In different times of history, whether it's the Killer Angels or, you know, at the Civil War or things on the campaigns out in the West with the United States Cavalry and the Native American wars that went on. And it makes, you know, people that follow timelines and they're historically accurate, you know, I find these so much easier to read. And then you can picture what's going on. It's so much better than just the dry history of just reading, oh, and this happened then. So, congratulations.
You're right. It's so wonderful to be to learn while you're being entertained.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. And Carl, are you still on?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, I just want to tell you thank you for your service there. Carl is a Vietnam veteran, is a very, you know, is a person of great humility, but also was a one of our heroes of our nation.
Well, Carl, thank you for saying that, but you too. I mean, you've stepped up a much longer period, much more intense than my experience was, but thank you for your incredible service and sacrifice.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Carl.
Well, it's a pleasure, Nancy. And I tell you what, it's because I really like your books. So www.nancy, is it dot Blanton?
It's just nancyblanton.com.
Okay. .com. Nancy Blanton, Blanton.com. If you want some really great books to read, to go to that. And there's, you know, Christmas is coming. It's going to be some great presents.
Yeah.
Thank you very much and have a great Christmas season and Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. And look, let's talk about the holidays are coming up. You may have some members of your family that, you know, maybe need some help.
We need to get Sharon on again to talk about these are,
about things that are going
a reminder
on.
Of yes. the, of what you do,
what to
look for.
Because people see their
families
during this time frame.
And it's been a year, perhaps, and you haven't seen them because they live, you know, you're making the trek to see them through Thanksgiving and through Christmas. And all of a sudden, there's certain things that you need to look at and just be aware of, like, you know, your own personal checklist of mom and dad or aunt and uncle or grandfather or whatever it is.
It's time to have Sharon on and talk about this because it is important. But you can learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. 7:48 in the morning, 54 degrees. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Planning an amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests, starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. 7:52 in the morning here on the 15th of November, a Friday. Wow, Friday is here, and it is about 54 degrees, going up to 69 today. It's kind of cloudy, but still a nice day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen the whole enchilada there at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. On the phones, we have Nick.
Good morning, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning to the Town Hall of the Airways.
There it is, buddy.
Hey, listen, I listened to Joe Tamente yesterday, and I heard you say at the end of the show that you were going to have on a forum for people that might be opposed to the tax.
Absolutely.
I would like to be on that with Terry Raposa, and if not, at the very least, would you personally call me or email me and let me know when that's going to happen so I can adjust my schedule to be sure and listen to it?
I will do that. And but, Nick, I thought you were for that.
Well, I got a copy of it and I read it, and I'm not going to vote for it.
Why is that?
Well, I can't go into it now. I've got a lot of reasons, and I'd really like to be on your show and explain them to you.
Do you think that there's money in the budget of the county to pay for this jail?
They're not building a jail.
Well, they're building a. It sounds to me like if it's a big building and it holds like 300 people, it sounds like a jail.
Well, the email I got from Joe Comente when I questioned him about how many, he said they were looking at the plan for Nichols, Milberg, and Rosetto for an additional tower that would hold up to 250.
Well, and then, okay, so, 250. Yeah. Okay, let's just say 250, but then they're talking about then opening up a a work camp and everything. So by the time they finish, it's going to be.
Is a work camp jail? Well, I think a work camp for those kids should be a reward for them for finishing their sentence and their attitude of changing the direction in life. When a judge sentences somebody to rehab and you've got to do
let me ask 60 days
of rehab,
that.
I don't believe that's punishment.
Well, you know, some of them may be in there longer, but let me ask you this. They're off the streets, though, right?
That's what
and it's not just
for.
Kids.
That's
and it's not just
for.
Kids. We're talking about in work camps. It's adults in there, too. But is a person off the street, off the street? Now, do we have to quibble about how we keep them off the streets?
Yes, we do need to quibble about that.
Okay, we will quibble then.
We need to go to the definition
what
of
is your,
justice.
Okay, but what is your, okay then, but what is then, and this is my bottom line, and I listened to Patrick Jones tell us that he wasn't for it because.
I don't agree with everything Patrick
Well,
does.
No, and well, neither do I, but I'm willing to listen to any plan, that's the thing. You know, my bottom line is just get them off the street. How do we do that?
We have a 1 cent sales tax dedicated to building a jail only. That's how we do that.
But it's
that's
not,
how
it's,
we give justice to the people that have been had a crime against them.
But it's
to make
not,
them
but
it, whole again.
Do you think that it's? But don't you think that it's a that it's kind of a symbiotic type of relationship between law enforcement, prosecutors, public defense, and the jails, that we have to have all of them built up?
We've already got the others built. We need a jail.
We do need a jail.
Yes,
but,
we've
okay,
already got
but
the others
But let me say
built.
This. If you are going, but they're proving this the way it's going now. Will you, it's kind of like this. Will you vote against that, knowing that it's going to be at least 250 people to 275 people in that one spot, and then other spots for it? Are you going to vote against it because you think that it's a waste of money? But it does what we all want. It takes them off the street.
Well, Carl, every other community in California has done this, and it hasn't worked.
I can't wait to hear your statistics.
Centers, and then for them to take and try and make us feel like we're not paying our way by saying that we have a 7.25% sales tax when other communities have 8.5% and 9%. Come on, you know, I'm not paying enough. I need to pay some more money.
Well,
you guys use it any way you want to.
Okay, I didn't say every argument was good.
No, I agree with you. Go ahead. I've got a lot to say.
Okay, well, good. I want to set it up because I want to hear, okay, well, here's my bottom line then is, I need to hear the plan, other plans. I don't think that we can grow the economy big enough to be paying a debt, renovate, build, maintain for $7,900,000 under the detention facility staffing and inmate rehab. Just that by itself is $15 million.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and we're giving probation, what, $10 million a year, and everybody I read is getting picked up, that's committing crimes, is on probation already. That's our AB 109 money that was to go to holding these people.
Well, we are trying to
probation is not working.
Well, we'll get her on too.
She's going to say it works. What do you expect her to do? That's her job. That's, you know, I look at results.
Okay.
And I don't see probation working.
Okay. Well, then we'll give her a chance to say why it is. And maybe it's not. And if it's not, I expect people to call in and say, well, what about this and this? Or I think that we're up to our knees in bad guys.
Absolutely.
We need to take, if we took 300 of them off the street, we wouldn't be having this guy, these two guys that were just arrested five times, and he's got more guns than I have. And the other guy was carrying a pistol in his belt, and he just got arrested for that. We need to get these people off the street. My question is, why do felons with guns walking around? Why are they walking around?
My point is the tax could be a lot more well written.
If the tax was written the way you wanted it, would you support it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And there's other points of view on how it should be written, and I've got a copy of it right here in front of me, and there's numerous points in there I don't care for. But the bottom line is, you can only way to predict the future is by the past, and nothing in the past has worked.
Well, I think jailing people works.
Yeah, that's what they quit doing 15 years ago, is jailing people, and that's why we're in the mess we're in right now. That's why I say we need a 500-bed jail.
Well, let's just see if we can get this, you know, out of this. Is one of the, I'll go back and listen to it, but it adds up to close to 400 something by the time you add them all in.
Like I say, I'm not considering those jail cells.
Okay, we have to run now.
Thanks
but
for joining
we will
us,
we'll get you all on and we'll get probation.
And coming
that
was
up, great.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks
coming
a lot.
Coming up after the break, we've got Dr. Kara Tennant, and of course, we love having her on monthly to talk about, you know, what's happening out there at Thanksgiving, what you really should not do with your pets. And what to look out for. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carla Lindebaum here on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
To our stated foreign policy goals.
Yovanovitch, characterizing herself as the victim of a campaign of disinformation that used unofficial back channels, resulting in her removal from Ukraine.
How could our system fail like this? How is it that foreign corrupt interests could manipulate our government? Which country's interests are served when the very corrupt behavior we have been criticizing is allowed to prevail?
And she says claims that she had been bad-mouthing President Trump are not true. The schools have reopened in Roanoke, Virginia, as a manhunt goes on for a Marine deserter wanted for murder.
Roanoke City Public Schools were closed Thursday when police learned Michael Alexander Brown may have been spotted in the city. Roanoke's police chief said the 22-year-old combat engineer may have been tapping on the window of his grandmother's home. Brown is wanted for questioning in the death of his mother's boyfriend. He's believed to be armed and considered very dangerous. Roanoke residents are being advised to report any suspicious activity, but city officials have lifted a shelter-in-place order. I'm Ben Thomas.
Nothing yet on a motive for yesterday's deadly attack at a high school in Santa Clarita, California. The suspect, a 16-year-old student, hospitalized in critical condition after shooting himself. That was after he had killed two other teens and wounded three. Retail sales up 0.3% last month, and stocks are up on Wall Street this hour. The Dow, 142 points higher. The S&P is better by 14. The NASDAQ up 52. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Bolivia's interim president says her exiled predecessor could face prosecution if he returns to the country from Mexico. The BBC's Will Grant in Bolivia says that unrest persists in the Bolivian capital.
The protests on the streets of La Paz continue to spill over into clashes with riot police, and there is a heavy military presence around all main government buildings. Inside one of them, the presidential palace, the interim president, Jeanine Añez, named several more members of her cabinet as she tried to shore up her role. Supporters of her predecessor, Evo Morales, say she is in power following a military coup, after the left-wing indigenous leader was asked to resign by the head of the armed forces. Interim President Añez said Mr. Morales could face charges if he returned from exile in Mexico.
And that is BBC correspondent Will Grant reporting from La Paz, Bolivia. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
A key UN committee is condemning North Korea for its record on human rights.
The United Nations General Assembly's Human Rights Committee has approved a resolution that says North Korea may be committing crimes against humanity through widespread human rights violations. The resolution was sponsored by the European Union. It cites numerous violations ranging from torture and rape to restrictions on freedoms of thought and religion. North Korea's UN mission called the resolution politically motivated and based on fabrications. The 193-member assembly is expected to adopt the resolution in December. I'm Mike Grossia.
Just 2 weeks until the official start of the holiday shopping season, the nation's retailers preparing for what should be another competitive shopping period. Many retail CEOs say that the American consumer is financially healthy, given that the economy remains strong, the unemployment rate remains near a 50-year low. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio as we whispered to each other across the room here, Linda and Karen and I. Get back. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. 8:05 in the morning here on the 15th, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda, what's it look like for our weather today?
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. It looks like we are currently at 56 degrees. We are going to have a mostly sunny day with our highs of 71 and our lows of 48. Tomorrow calls for a beautiful day, 80 with our sunny skies and partly cloudy with a low of 51. Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 86. Sunday night mostly clear with a low of 50. And Monday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 82. And as we go through partly cloudy skies, we have 71 on Tuesday. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we have Dr. Kara Tennant with us this morning. And before we get started, though, in our last segment, Nick called me and or called us and said that there was only going to be about 300 beds. And Joe Comente, who was listening, said, I am pushing for 384 beds. It depends on the cost to build. The whole thing is extremely expensive, $92 million, and it's going to be like a $100 million bond that's going to be taken out, and the debt service on it, as we spoke, was just the debt service on this to pay it off is $7,894,000. So hopefully then that will take 384 off and then more in work camps. I don't think of work camps. Maybe it's because I don't think of them as and we don't have time to get into it, but I don't think of them as like going off to a summer school. I think of them as they're locked up. They get out during the day because they are trustees, and they go out and they clear all the brush. We put them on brush clearing crews, and then they go back at night. It's cheap labor, but they're serving their sentences. You know, maybe some of them are only going to be in there for 30 or 40 or 50 days, but just think, that's 30, 40, 50, 60 days, 90 days that they're not going to be on the streets, and that's what the bottom line is. But we're going to open it up to opponents of the tax, of course. That's what we do. Now, after saying that, Dr. Kara Tennant, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Every time you come in here, not every time, you are an athletic person. You are out trail biking, mountain biking. No, trail biking is too easy. You're out mountain biking where you're leaping over things and
jumping trees.
Or attempting.
Attempting. In this case, she was attempting to jump a log.
Well, you're ready to go today. You can see you're ready.
Are you going out
today? I'm ready to go. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The holiday season is coming, and as happy as it makes a lot of people, it could be dangerous.
It can be dangerous. So we wanted to chat about how we're going to prepare for the holiday season with our animals.
Pet travel. It's a big deal right now with actually people visiting and how pets feel, you know, whatever they go through with, like, all of a sudden strange moving bodies around. And pet travel.
That's right. So we want to prepare if we're going to be traveling with our pets or traveling without our pets. So when you say you're going to visit your family, what do you do with your animals? You're probably going to board them, or you'll have a pet sitter. If you board them, you need to think ahead of time and make sure that your pets are properly vaccinated, because I cannot tell you how many times I see animals dropped off for boarding and they're not current on their vaccines, and every boarding facility requires vaccines, and the last thing we want to do is give all the vaccines on the same day.
Do you know what I was thinking? Just the thing that conjured up in my mind, and I'm sure you do this, but like we have a passport. Why can't we have a little passport for a doggy or a kitties that's in a one, like a little, you know, with their name on
it? It's called a shot card.
It's rather than a piece of paper when you leave, where it's like, say you may have a couple veterinarians that you go to, mm-hmm. that you have a little doggy passport.
I know, it's so nice. They do it in the UK.
Do they?
Well, they do.
Well, in the military, you get a shot card, and what it is, it's a little booklet, and on it, they stamp in there every shot you've had, and that goes with you when you go from station to station, mm-hmm. when you get from post to post. Your health records come with you and that shot card. Mm-hmm. So they know that, you know, what you had at your last duty station, so they can fix you up wherever you are now.
Might be a cute idea for Christmas.
You know what? Yeah. You could sell doggy shot cards.
Yeah, doggy shot Ooh. Cards. Yeah. And it's like a little passport, cute little colors.
You could put one together. Yes. With a little, like, cute little, you know, thing on the front.
When you're going to the vet, you always take it with, and then they write what happened that day, and whether it's shots or they got their... You know, they're deworming, whatever it is mm-hmm. that they, you know.
That yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, sorry. Okay. That was a thought for you.
Right. So the problem with giving, you know, three or four different vaccines at the same time, and then you drop them off that same day for boarding, is number one, they're not adequately protected, right? Mm. It takes several weeks to be protected from the vaccine. And also, you're challenging the immune system, and some of these guys can get pretty sick.
Mm.
But if it's a requirement for a boarding facility, you don't really have a choice. You have to do it. Or your other option is you don't board that pet. Now, with us, if you're a patient of ours, then we've examined that pet and we can, you know, we can do waivers and, you know, there are always exceptions. But we also board for people who are not our patients. So if you drop off to our boarding facility and you do not have vaccines for your pet is going to receive all those vaccines.
So we're talking about Care Animal Hospital, and you know, of course, our wonderful veterinarian here, Kara Tennant, who heads up Care Animal Hospital. When you talk about your boarding facility, is it there on Hilltop? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how many spaces do you have?
Oh, good question. We probably have 30.
So kitty area and then doggy area.
Oh, that's just the dogs.
Okay, well, that's nice to know. Okay, so you can make your reservations now, I swear. Okay, so I remember I had a pet that I needed to board. This is a long time ago in Sacramento. And worried about the shots, you know, and that you got to get their shots. And you couldn't board the dog. And at that particular point, you had to have the dogs you couldn't drop the dog off and do the shots on that day. It had to be – you had to prove – that they had been inoculated at least 2 to 3 weeks prior mm-hmm. to being dropped off.
Yep. And that's perfect, because at that point the animals are protected. And you don't want somebody bringing in a bunch of diseases, because these animals, even though they don't necessarily have direct contact with each other, you have airborne contact.
You're breathing in the same air.
Right. You're breathing the same air.
Like in the airplane.
Right.
So, you know, I think this is wonderful that you're very timely that you're on right now, because people do wait to the last minute, mm-hmm. and they kind of don't think about their pet. It's not like a kid, like, you know, get in the car, just throw your stuff in a bag. I mean, when you have a pet, these are the rules.
Right. And you want to make sure you book your boarding reservation ahead of time, too, because we have a lot of disappointed people who call a week before Thanksgiving or a week before Christmas or the week before New Year's, and there are no openings, and these people are devastated.
Okay, so when they make their air, like, let's talk about flying and your animals. Mm-hmm. We've got just a couple minutes left. Do we want to – let's wait and do that, won't we, because that's got thick. That's juicy.
It is juicy.
And it's this period of time.
You know what I notice is as Dr. Tennant's talking, you make little sounds like, and this is what girls do. They make these sounds to show the other person that they're listening, where guys like me – they can be talking to us, and you were looking at them. But if we don't make an appropriate noise now and then, we get the question. And tell me, am I right, guys? Are you listening to me?
You don't go,
ooh? And then you go, and I went, of course I am. I'm sitting here looking at you. Well, you're not saying anything. Well, you're talking, you know. So, but it's interesting to watch that when you all are talking. So it signifies like I'm with you. Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show. And Jeff Horst, you better get this, buddy. Jeff Horst of Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business that he is the premier windshield repair guy. And you know what? Anywhere around here, easily. Years of school, and he comes from the old school where he believes in fixing it quick, fixing it professionally, and fixing it for life. And that's what he does, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Horst can take care of it for you. He guarantees his work. If you can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time or money. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. And all you RV owners, that big windshield you have or those big windows, you get a little chip in them. Guess what happens next? They crack, and that's a big deal on an RV. So let Jeff fix that before it gets to be a big deal. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant. 8:15 in the morning, 54 degrees out there.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew it was a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, we are 8:19 in the morning here on the 15th of November, Friday. 54 degrees, going up to like 70 today. A little cloudy, it looks like. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that has been in the business, does so much for our community and so much for our veterans, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment of the show. Two locations, 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Experience how they move local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Now, we are here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we get into such great discussions, have nothing to do with the subjects, but we can't get into this because this would open up a brand new, total new show, and that's not what this is about. And it's something on Facebook that has just kind of erupted in our city. And if you want to know what it is, hop into our chat room, and I will tell you what it is. But good morning and welcome back, Dr. Tennant. And you and Linda were having this great conversation as I stood over here being ignored, about.
You were not. You had your face and you were in the fight over there on the computer, but we were talking, pet travel and, about inoculating or vaccinating, sorry, your pets in ample time and having like maybe a little passport with all their, you know, when they've had their shots and that kind of thing, because they can't just be dropped off and not have their shots.
Correct.
Or they could and get shots all at once, but what you're doing then is imagine if a human being all of a sudden had, you've got to space them out.
You've got to space them out, and you also want to have enough time for them to mount the proper immune response so that they're protected. Because it's not only about protecting the other animals in the boarding facility. You know, you don't want a dog or a cat bringing some sort of upper respiratory into the facility, but you want them to be protected as well from it being exposed from other pets.
So let's talk about air travel and just travel with your pet. We can start with airlines, mm-hmm. and then what happens in cars, mm-hmm. and pets kind of not going into shock, but. Let's talk about what some of the experiences on airlines.
Right. So pets can be really stressed. If you've never traveled with your pet on an airline, then you should talk to your veterinarian about possibly getting some anti-anxiety medication or some things that you can do to help reduce your pet's stress. And this goes for both cats and dogs. And also, I mean, we talked maybe last year, there was a short-nosed dog, a brachycephalic dog, which I think was a pug or a mm-hmm, Frenchie, mm-hmm. who died on an airline because he became stressed and couldn't breathe. And so a lot of these airlines actually don't allow travel of a brachycephalic dog.
Okay, now brachycephalic dog, because I know because you've been on our show, is one who has that short nose and a short breathing system.
That's
there,
right. Short nose.
Bulldog would not do
that. Yeah, long, soft palate.
Maybe even Boston Bull Terrier.
Yeah.
Did they fall into that?
Bostons, bulldogs,
pugs,
French boxers,
bulldogs,
Frenchies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, all these.
They don't even allow them to fly because they do have a problem breathing.
Yeah, because they die. Because they have a problem breathing, the airlines don't want the responsibility for that. So,
it's terrible publicity. Oh, remember the one that was up in the luggage?
Oh,
and it died up in the luggage right above your head?
Oh, so awful.
Oh, yeah.
So awful. And I don't know that that's all airlines across the board. And so, of course, you have to check with your specific airline. So each airline also has their own requirements, and some of them are very strict about what you can bring and what you need when you bring your pet. Others are very lax. You don't really need any paperwork. You just need to say your pet is current and they believe you and you can bring your pet.
Boy.
So also, and that's another reason that you want your pet to be safe. You want your pet to be on a heartworm preventative to make sure they're not exposed to intestinal parasites, because there are dogs who have intestinal parasites that are going on these planes and these airports that can be transmitting this. And you want them to be vaccinated, because if you have another pet on the in the airport or on the airplane, because they allow several, then you don't want your pet exposed to that either. And the airlines, a lot of them don't require the paperwork. You know, they just... They just go by your word.
Right. It's like getting on a bus in Mexico. You may be sitting next to a chicken. Well, that's been my experience in Mexico, in the back of the banana plantations. So, I'm serious about that. But so, you know, okay, are there, I'm just curious if your experience, have you heard, and of course you're, you know, I'm wondering, are there, I thought at one time when you traveled with a pet mm-hmm. on a plane, that they had allocated just a few seats per flight.
Mm-hmm.
Has that changed in your?
Nope, it's pretty much the same. So you have to call the airline and make your pet's reservation, and they look through and see how many pets are already on that flight.
Okay,
and they will tell you yes or no. And so you still have to, you know, make a reservation for your pet. You still have to pay for your pet. And you have to check the requirements for your pet, because some of them require a health certificate and proof of a rabies mm-hmm. vaccine. Some of them require a health certificate, rabies vaccine, fecal, that's a negative test.
Right.
You know, sometimes they're very strict, and others you don't require any paperwork.
Right.
And so you call your specific airline to make sure, because you don't want to show up at the airport and have
right.
them turn you away.
Do pets have very much like humans do, where okay, you know, you're not going to be you're not going to be doing the, washing their paws off with their, you know, with the, you know, the what is it, hand sanitizer, you know, pad sanitizer. But are there would you recommend? Is there some kind of product that boosts the immune system through the holidays? Is that weird? Because we do it. We take the vitamin C powder. Do we have this for pets?
No.
No.
Okay,
we don't,
you can never accuse me of giggling during the show anymore. Okay, you too. You know, there is no, like, immune. In fact, Elk Killer got into airborne one time. And the one time I've been sick in 12 years.
Okay, now you
the
want
dog's laying there with me, and she's got her back to me, and I know she's doing something, so I turn her around.
We have a famous baby that just drove up in front of us, and Mom pulled over and is changing her diaper in the front seat.
Just don't leave it here on the sidewalk, okay? Don't leave it on the sidewalk.
But famous baby.
Anyway, okay. But... And I turn around, and her face is purple because she ate an airborne. And when I called down, and they said, oh, no, she'll be okay. And they said, well, wait a minute, what's in it? And when I said zinc, bring her down, because zinc will hurt the animal.
You got it all out of context, but that's cool. You couldn't even talk. You went, and that was it, because you had the swine flu.
I said, sick. I said,
oh, awful.
Purple.
And so you couldn't even move. And so
I called
the poison control.
Most people have been dead for 3 days.
I called the poison control.
Okay.
And then they, yes.
All right. Let's get back to
the.
Look
at the baby over there.
Is there any? Oh, she's got one of those little
change diapers.
Those
going
local.
Happy.
She's got one of those little local things they make here. With it's the it's like a little head turban.
Yeah.
You know, they
cute.
Make them right here,
yeah.
And it's been a success.
Yeah.
In Reading.
So just be careful when you're on a plane to make sure you take your wipes, because people will change the kids'
hey,
diapers
on
the plane.
Let's go back to
doggies and
kitties. Somebody has got to keep us on track here.
Oh my God.
I'm going to take a break. Hey, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heated and Air. Alliance Heated and Air is the place to go to. If you need any type of work on your heating or cooling systems, I've been in the business over 25 years. They have very well-trained professionals that work for them. They show up on time. They do the job. They do it at very fair prices. It's Alliance Heating and Air. You can learn more at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, 8:28 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Friday, the 15th of November, 8:32 in the morning, 54 degrees out there, going up to about 70 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Grandpa's As Seen on TV Store. Has hundreds of items at discounted prices. See it, touch it, feel it. Take it home today. Grandpa's As Seen on TV Store. Okay, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're talking about getting your pets ready for travel. Travel is a big thing that you can't just wait till the last minute because they're gonna want inoculations and make sure your dog's well or cat's well, and you can't just give them a bunch of shots and throw them into the plane. There are some dogs they will not let into the planes because of their breathing. Like they have the short breathing, the flat noses, the soft breathing apparatus and all this, and they don't do well on planes. So they just won't let pugs, bulldogs, Frenchies, Boston Bull Terriers. What about Yorkies?
Oh, they let Yorkies on
Yorkies
the plane.
Yorkies are okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I guess their noses are okay.
Yeah, Yorkies.
Yeah, all those kind of things. Yeah. You know, but if it's got a flat nose, they're probably not going to let them fly because they've had bad experiences.
That's right.
Okay. What else do we need to get ready?
I was going to talk about microchipping.
Okay.
Because we're traveling with our pets, or maybe people are coming to visit us and our pets potentially can get out and run away, or get out, you know, they get stressed in a strange place or when they have strangers come over. So microchipping is going to be one of the best ways to maybe be able to find your pet. And we actually had a microchipping story yesterday where an owner came in because she had found this cat. The cat had a microchip, and it was a fancy cat, too. So we knew that the owner had spent good money on this cat because it was a purebred kitty. We scanned the microchip, found the owner. Turns out the cat had been missing for a year.
What? Mm-hmm. And found another home and was loved?
Well, she when she was found, she was really skinny, but she was a the owner, the original owner, said that she was a good hunter, so that's maybe how she survived for so long. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the owner was so happy that we had found this kitty because she loved this kitty, and the kitty got out and ran away.
Cats will do that sometimes.
Yeah. Or they get scared, or they get somewhere where they, I don't know, they're chasing something, and then they're thinking, oh, where are we?
Then they get chased. And then all of a sudden they're a mile away, and that's it.
Yeah, and someone else picks them up and keeps them. And
for a while. Yeah. Then they leave again. Those disloyal little characters, they
troublemakers.
Troublemakers.
Yeah. So microchipping is really easy. It's a non-invasive procedure. It's just like giving a vaccine. It's just a bigger needle. It's relatively cheap. I think most places will charge anywhere between, you know, $40 and $55. That includes your registration as well. And so I think it's a really good idea to have everyone microchipped, even your indoor animals. That people always tell me, oh, my pet is just indoor and will never run away. But the microchip is for the cases that you're not expecting. So, you know, when your uncle comes over and opens the door and your cat runs out the door, or your Yorkie runs out the door and doesn't, or your hound runs out the door and doesn't come back.
We encourage people. Elk Killer's been chipped. Mm-hmm. Not that she's ever gone further than across the street with me yelling at her not to go across the street. She totally ignores me. And the Haven Humane, this is what will happen if they pick up a dog. The first thing they do, or a cat, first thing they do is they check to make sure if it's chipped. And if it's chipped, they can take it right back to your house, no cost, no muss, no fuss, and they'll take it back to your home. But if it's not from close around there, then they will. They'll give you a call and all that. So it'll help get your pet back.
It will. Oh,
and with a lot of people coming in, new people into your house, say for Thanksgiving, you know, your animals get scared or they get excited, and next thing they know, they're galloping down the street, having a great time, and they can't find their way back.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, that is awful. That'll definitely put a damper on the holidays.
That's it. And now the whole family's out looking for it. In fact, we had an incident. We couldn't find our dog. Nobody seemed to be at a dinner, and nobody seemed to be too excited about it. We got excited because so many people had come in that we weren't sure if she had.
I went into panic. Yeah. I was up and down the street screaming her name. We went to the backyard screaming her name. Asked the neighbors, have you seen the dog? Carl's to the left, Carl's to the right. And I'm thinking, you know, Carl's looking at me like, you let the dog out.
I did not.
Like
do
it
that.
Was my fault.
It wasn't, I didn't do that.
So she ended up, I think she was overwhelmed. She went back in a place that she never goes. We looked at all her hiding places. She went back into the pantry. And I think she was just, there was just too many, a lot of moving. God only knows what she got into. We were cooking too, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, after she comes walking out and going, what's the excitement? So, anyway.
Yeah, okay. That happens when animals are stressed too. And so, if you're having a lot of guests come over and your pets are not used to that, then it might be a good idea to put them in their crate or put them in a bedroom, you know, someplace where they're going to feel safe and comfortable, because you don't want them running out. Or if you have a feisty pet, you don't want your pet biting or scratching one of your guests, especially if one of your guests is immunocompromised. That is always a dangerous situation.
You know, the answer should be is, does your dog bite? It should always be, it has a mouth. You know, we've never seen the dog bite anybody, but it's got a mouth.
I can't tell you how many times people will bring their, usually it's their dogs, the dog's in, the dog's growling, you know, baring his teeth, and the owner will tell me, oh, he's never bitten anyone.
And you're sitting there watching every sign in the world.
Right.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to make sure that we keep that string complete by muzzling your dog here, and they don't like it, do they?
No, a lot of people don't. And there are some dogs that, you know, you can, as a vet, you know, you kind of get an idea if they really mean it or not. But honestly, like when I'm looking in the ears, I'm looking in the eyes, my face is right next to their face. If they're growling at me, they're going to
You got
have...
hit the other day before one of the shows. You got bit, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, on your face.
On my face, yeah. But it was more like a scrape.
It was a scrape, but it wasn't like a big... But
it was a pit bull, and it was like a... no warning, you know. And most dogs will growl. They'll growl, or they'll give me the stink eye, or they'll put their ears flat, their pupils will dilate, you know, things like that where I have an idea, okay, so this dog's going to try to eat me, but this dog, I had no idea.
Went from really. Zero to bite.
Right, and I was actually down, just looking underneath her abdomen.
So your head's down there.
So yeah. I was just, so I wasn't even by her face, and she lost her mind.
Wow. No. So this is things that if the veterinarian says, hey, I'm going to muzzle your dog, don't fight it, because the vet's seen thousands of dogs and you know what, you know there's certain triggers or certain indicators that I'm not going to, okay, well, if you're not going to muzzle your dog, right. Then we're going to have to not see you then today.
And there, I've had a couple people who have said, well, this is your job. You know, this is.
Thank you.
No, in that you should be able to examine my dog without muzzling or chemical restraint, which basically means I sedate them. There's some dogs I can't touch, and there's some cats I can't touch. It doesn't happen very often, you know, maybe once or twice a year that I have to sedate somebody just to examine them. But when somebody tells me, well, that's your job, you're around biting animals all day, I'm like, well, yes, and they will still bite.
So are groomers, but they put them up, their little necks up in one of those things and hold them while they're buzzing them.
I know.
You know, that head is not a free to go fly around.
Right. Oh.
Okay, here's one of the comments in our chat room, of course, was, hey, just wait, they're going to be chipping people, too, any day now.
You know, and I think they're talking about doing it for Alzheimer's patients, microchipping people.
So they don't forget?
So they can find them.
Oh.
Well, you know what? I bet I could sell to parents, 50% of the parents' population out there. I bet I could sell them a chip. I could convince them, hey, you know what? Kids get away, somebody's taken. Why don't we just chip your child so that if somebody has taken your child, that they, when they go into some place, you know, it just buzzes.
And it's got a GPS in there.
And it just says right here that chip went off. And they
he's
were
alive.
Located.
He's right
they
here.
They were located in this place. You know, it could be clear across the United States.
Yeah.
You could put them in shopping malls, all these little indicators, as you're walking through, and it just buzzes. Hey, we got this chip. And it's been reported, you know, it's missing.
It'd be nice to have a GPS microchip in pets.
Now, the other thing, but the other thing, the bad thing about that then is people will then get control of that, and they will always know at a certain age.
You're being tracked.
You can take them out, can't you?
You cannot hide.
It's really
you?
Tough to
it's
take
tough
them out.
It's tough to take them out. Because do they move around?
They do, yeah. So they're just underneath the skin, kind of in the fat there, and it's a little bit smaller than a grain of rice. And so sometimes you can feel it, but even just to try to cut over that and to try to find it, sometimes it's like a needle in a haystack.
Ooh.
So I've actually never removed one. Never needed to, really. Yeah. They're so benign. But it would be incredibly difficult to try to find it. Even though you can scan it. You can scan it, you know where it is, and sometimes you can even feel it just trying to find it. Oh, it's tough.
Yeah.
We have a story about Snooki, speaking of, like, company coming. When she was little, we put her in a crate, and then we kind of, like, at two, we don't have her the crate anymore, so she's got her little places that she goes in the house. But I will say, we had one of those dinners that we redeem because we donate, and all these people were there, and we put her back in the bedroom because she was really uncomfortable. Well, she chewed about a foot of the door. She gnawed off.
That's awful.
And because she was having separation anxiety. Mm-hmm. So finally, I didn't realize it till the next day. Okay, come in. So then she relaxed. But her separation anxiety, after that experience, she had a little mini stroke. Mm-hmm. The next day. I found out, you know, and I think that was just really due to, and that was probably 3 to 4 years ago, I think she just got totally stressed.
Mm-hmm. And stress can do that. I mean, just like stress has a huge effect on, on mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. It does on our animals, too, and that's why the holiday season is really stressful for them. And so talking to your veterinarian about some things you can do to help relieve their stress, whether it's like a nutritional supplement, which there are some that can do that, whether it's the pheromone collars, whether it's actually an anti-anxiety medication, those are all things that you can discuss with your vet because it's all tailored to what works for your pet and what's mm-hmm. the safest thing for your pet.
And what's a pheromone collar?
So there's a pheromone collar that actually and it's made for dogs and cats, and it has pheromones that are in the collar that have calming effects on cats and dogs. And a lot of the times it really works. You can get them online. You can get them from your veterinarian. I've even seen them sold at PetSmart or Petco. They're usually about $25, $30. They last a month or so. Sometimes you can even just bring it out just, you know, a few days mm-hmm. before you have a stressful, you know, situation, like say you're traveling or you know that your parents are coming over to visit or something, and then put it back in the bag and it'll stay longer.
Okay, so I want to ask this. Is there a place that I can buy this for people and use them as Christmas presents?
You mean do that just for fun?
It could be like tasteful collars or like a little, like a, you know, like a bracelet.
Not a bad idea.
There's two good ideas we've come up with today.
I know, look at you.
Right. I know.
Okay, hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms will be in the business here in March for 10 years, just like we're celebrating. And I can't think of another place I'd really go to buy firearms. It's the only place I do go to buy firearms, in fact. They have all the accessories I need. They're great gunsmiths working there. And they pride themselves on their customer service. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Or you can give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM this beautiful Friday, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on this Friday. So happy to have you with us as we get prepared for, you know, the Thanksgiving time of year.
Yeah, this segment is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. I want to mention to everybody that if you really enjoy going to the Madrigals Dinner, which is a part of our traditions here in Reading, they're about 90% sold out. And so if you want to get tickets, you have to check it out at, you have to go to Shasta High School and you can make reservations now. Reserve your seats before it's too late.
Okay, our guest this morning is Dr. Kara Tennant. We love our Friday segments with one of our favorite veterinarians in the whole world, and you're with CARE Animal Hospital. You know, one of the questions that is on here is, when you have little mini growths on your pet, mm-hmm. what are the lumps and bumps?
So it could be multiple things. They could be warts, they could be skin tags, they could be lipomas, they could be fibrosarcomas. That's going to be something that you're going to want to take your pet into your veterinarian to have them tested. And so generally what we'll do is we will stick a needle in them, we'll take some of the cells out, we'll look under the microscope, and a lot of the time we're able to tell, is it something we need to be concerned about? So if it's something like a lipoma, which is a benign fatty tumor, or a wart, or a skin tag, most veterinarians can actually tell that right there in the clinic. We can also tell abnormal cells. We're not all pathologists, so a lot of times we have to send the slide out to a pathologist or just take the growth off and send it out to a pathologist for the biopsy. And that's going to be the best way to tell what it is, because when you take a little needle sample of it, it's a very tiny sample. But what I'll usually start with is, do we need to be concerned about this, or can we just watch it for now? Because if we do take the growth off, depending on how big it is, the animal does need to be under anesthesia most of the time. If it's little, we can do it with a little local anesthetic and just kind of zap it off if the pet is good.
Okay. Another question is, why does my dog or why does my pet eat poop?
Oh, I wish I knew. They like it. I call them Tootsie Rolls or M&Ms. You know, they like the deer feces, other dog feces, cat feces. They like it all. And I don't know why. It does not mean that your pet is deficient in their diet. They just like to eat.
They just like to eat it.
They do.
My favorite one was the people were traveling and they let the dog out to go, you know, on the road. Dog finds a fresh cow manure and rolls in it.
Yeah.
And they had no way of washing it off, so they had to go get to the next town with their dog, who was having a great time, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And came out
like
brown.
Dung.
The dog was brown. They took a photo
dung.
Of it.
They love it.
Dung in car. Okay, put a warning up there. Dung in car. Okay, now another question. When you have a puppy, when do you know, for the person who has a brand new dog, little puppy in their house, when can they go outside? When is it safe to go outside?
So your pet needs to be completely vaccinated. If you get your pet as a puppy, if you get your dog as a puppy, it's usually by the time they're 16, 17 weeks old. And it's not how many vaccines they receive, it's how old they are when they receive them. Because some of these breeders will actually start vaccines when pets are 4 weeks old, which is not appropriate.
Okay.
And so then I will see that pet when the pet's 8 weeks old, and the owners will tell me, oh, she's already had 3 sets of vaccines, so he's good. But at 8 weeks old, that puppy does not have an appropriate immune system to even mount proper response to these vaccines. So you need to talk to your veterinarian about what vaccines your puppy needs and how old your puppy needs to be when they receive them, because they do need to be a certain age. But if you start at the kind of the normal 8 to 9 weeks, your puppy will be finished by the time they're 4 months old, and then they should be adequately protected and can go outside. Now, there are a couple of breeds that are known to be really, really sensitive to parvo, and we vaccinate these puppies till they're about 5 months old. That's going to be your pit bulls and your Rottweilers. So those,
really? Mm-hmm. Those two little, those are tough dogs. But
they are tough dogs, but the parvo will just take them down.
Wow.
Well, okay. That's a big takeaway today.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have I always thought you could get puppies at 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but it's real. You know, you see in the newspaper or whatever, but it's really 16 weeks. If somebody were looking for a breed and they wanted, what is the good time for it to be? You know, before
a good time is going to be 8 or 9 weeks.
Okay.
I think that 6 weeks is a little bit too young. That's the youngest that you legally should get a mm-hmm. puppy. It's actually not legal, as far as I know, in the state of California to adopt a puppy younger than 6 weeks old.
Okay.
And there are some breeders that will try to get them out earlier, but that's...
Especially around the Christmas time.
Right.
Because a lot of them breed just for the Christmas.
Just for the holidays.
Season.
Oh, boy.
Right. But you want one who's about 8 or 9 weeks because they're a little bit older. They've spent a little more time with their siblings and their mm-hmm. mom. And they're going to be easier to train and better behave. These puppies that get taken away earlier, they don't have the socialization that they receive if they stay longer.
In the litter.
They tend to be a little... either more likely to be more aggressive or more likely to be more scared and shifty. And so it's always better. The puppies that I see that are better socialized, that are easier for me to examine for the rest of their life are going to be 8 or 9 weeks when they're adopted.
You know, with horses, if you start handling your colts immediately mm-hmm. after birth, if you rub them, you know, rub their ears, rub their stomach where the girth's going to be underneath their tails and just their feet, mm-hmm. It kind of imprints. I don't know if there's a Dr. Green, a veterinarian that put out a bunch of stuff like that. But can you do that with puppies
Absolutely.
Too?
Absolutely.
You
puppies
need to
and
do
kittens.
That.
Oh yeah, especially puppies that hate having their feet touched. So these are going to be your pugs. Your pugs, because when they come in for their nail trims and they're 2 years old and they're, you know, they're screaming and they're wiggling and they can't breathe. I mean, it's really dangerous. So
I can just see this going on. You know, the dogs roll around on its back. There's Tara jumps up onto the table. She's straddling the dog. She's got it. You got four other people trying to hold the dog down. It's screaming. And then it goes.
Oh, my goodness.
Now there's mouth-to-nose resuscitation. Hey, how do you do resuscitation?
So that's real. I mean, it's not. There are not a lot of people who are going to hold down animals just so they can trim their nails. We're going to work with them to try to train them that it's not an awful thing. But yes, you can do CPR on animals.
Yeah, you can go for their nose, isn't it?
You do. Yeah, if you can get their whole nose in your mouth, you do that.
Uh-huh. Now you've seen oxygen going on dogs mm-hmm. and they rescue them out of fires too, and cats. Now, so what you're saying is that when you have the puppy, you just start working with its feet right away,
yeah.
and so it gets used to that.
Yep.
Linda did that with our dog.
Yeah.
I mean, and she would roll him over and she would just.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just touch, you know, the dog.
I'd bite her back, kind of like, you know, like rough her up. And she liked it, but so I just kind of like, she knows she's boss.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? There's luckily, now Thanksgiving quickly.
Right.
People have turkey. They have other things out there.
Right.
And people want to give their dog. Mm. Oh, because the dog needs Thanksgiving, too.
Right.
No onions, no chestnut.
No onions, no garlic, no turkey skin, no high-fat things. You're going to earn yourself a trip to the emergency clinic.
Ooh.
And here in Reading, that's not a great idea because we don't have one that's open overnight. So
you've
got to drive to Chico. And the other thing I wanted to mention, because I saw one here, is the Himalayan salt. Yep. So those are actually toxic to cats and dogs.
What?
And a lot of people have them because they're wonderful, right?
Yes.
But if they love to lick them. They love the texture. They love the taste. But as they lick them, they actually will get salt toxicity and develop swelling in their brain. And it's fatal.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That's a huge takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a Christmas present we have here at the station.
Yeah.
We don't have dogs.
And you can put it, people may put it on a table
so
that dog can reach it.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah, in the past. Totally.
Anywhere, okay. And they yeah. love it. Yeah. So be and really
it's bad.
Careful.
Toxic. Okay. We so much enjoy you. And again, the takeaway is, you know, your pet safety, of course, immune them, get them their shots mm-hmm. before, like today, make appointments for Thanksgiving if mm-hmm. you're going to be traveling with your pets.
Okay, two things we're getting out of the chat room. Dogs like the fat and the poop.
Okay.
And the other one, we would trim our cat's nails, the two of us. You
nice.
Know? Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Dr. Kara Tennant, Kara Emma Hospital at the end of Hilltop Drive. And I'd like to remind everybody that Dr. Patty Bay show on tomorrow, Therapy in a Nutshell, is going to have Ryan O'Callaghan.
Wonderful.
The former professional football player, was a star in the National Football League, who then afterwards came out as gay.
Wrote
a book.
He's
been on the show here. Great guy. It would be interesting for her to ask him, what did you think about that game last night?
Yeah,
you
know, and he's written a book, too.
Because
and,
he's been in the middle of that violence, and he's been on those lines. So,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Kara Tennant, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
And a safe whatever you're doing with your athleticism today, your bike ride and all that. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Make all it right. a great day, everybody.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.